Hey Josh, we're doing 17:30, and then 52. I've got a guest. I think I have guests coming in from Boy Scouts at the bottom of the hour, so I made it a few minutes. Okay, so we're doing 17, and I think I have my girlfriend. Oh, I got a call. I got to text her the phone number. Ooh. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush. I'm home alone.
Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258.
And so I'm here, and so I'm home alone, and I don't know what to do, and so you hear feedback in, but I think I'm done now. I have a friend of mine, and I expect her to call in. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about President Trump's comments on the Golan Heights. And what I find out is, you know, we don't ask a whole lot of questions. We don't know anything. So we hear things in the news, and we don't know what it means. So when President Trump says we're going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and everybody's like, well, why would he do this? This is what's going on here? And then nobody really, really understands what's really happening. And for some reason, we don't always ask questions. I watch people, and people say, do you know? And people nod like they know or nod like they don't know. But I'm finding out we're not transparent in our ignorance, which is not good. We're not inquisitive as we should be. We're not as in tuned with other people as we should be. And as you look in the political landscape, because we're not questioning things. We're not looking behind the eight ball and trying to figure out what's going on behind it. We're taking a lot of things at face value. And when you take things at face value, you don't have an understanding of what you are actually, what's going on around you. And we need to be more cognizant about what's going on around us in our thinking. So when we're talking about the presidents and politics and everyday life and religion, you know, we need to be critical. We need to iron sharpeneth iron, and we no longer have a open conversation. I was watching something. I want to say last night. I drank too much coffee yesterday, and I didn't go to sleep as early as I should have and wanted to. And I was watching something, and it was talking about common sense. And I've always known common sense to be, I had never thought about it. I had always known it'd be just common sense was just you shut the door behind you. You don't go out. Common sense says don't go outside barefooted in the wintertime. Common sense says don't play golf in a thunderstorm. Common sense to me was not common thinking as where everyone was agreed on it. But common sense was just little things like that. Common sense was that you had to, that you would have children and be able to take care of them before you had them. Common sense meant that them before you and you took care of them. That's what common sense meant to me growing up. And now they've changed the definition of common sense, which is not good. And I don't think we are paying attention to how they are changing things that are going on around us and in us. And we think that these things are, it's okay, but it's not. We are not standing up and fighting about things so that we can get things done. Good morning, Gwen. Are you there?
Okay, but it's not.
I'm here.
How are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
Gwen Morton is a friend of mine, and I met her while she was teaching an eschatology course at my church. And that's been several years ago. And she's been on with me several years behind. And I asked her to tell me a little bit about what is the Golan Heights and what does it mean? Where is that? Was that a tree? Is it a plant? Is it a farm? What is it?
It's the portion of land that's between what is considered Israel right now and Syria. So it's a safety zone for Israel between Israel and Syria.
So is it another piece like the Gaza Strip?
Yes, it is, except this is really like almost a fence between what we call Israel and Syria. It was originally a part of Israel, always has been. So, yeah.
Is it a good thing that President Trump said something like that? Is it a good thing that, what does it mean to America? Because people don't, what does it mean? Is it a good thing?
Well,
is it a bad thing? Or is he just blowing smoke?
For one thing, let's look at it biblically. The Bible says, I'll bless those that bless Israel and curse those who curse her. It is a good thing because now when they go to negotiations about a two-state solution, the Golan Heights will be on the table for Israel as well as Jerusalem. And for us to have done that is awesome. I don't know if people really realize the good things that Trump has done for Israel. Proclaiming Jerusalem as their capital was great, but this is major.
Really? People?
Yes, it is.
Because I don't hear this on the news. I mean, all I hear is this is just him trying to change the conversation.
Exactly. But remember, those that are saying that are people who do not understand the significance of Israel biblically in God's eyesight. Now, can I add that although it is a wonderful thing, what President Trump did was by us doing this, we are really setting the stage for the tribulation period. Russia is angry that Trump has done this. Syria is angry that Trump has done this. Because when we declare that, then we send people that help protect them. Whenever we make that type of declaration, we make sure that we have troops in place that are protecting what we've declared. And a lot of people don't know that. Now, Russia's angry, Iran is angry, Syria is angry, and that is setting the stage for the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38.
And what does Ezekiel 38 say?
It tells us that in the latter days, Russia, which is biblical name is Gog, Magog, and then it says Persia. Persia is Iran. They've changed their name a couple of hundred years ago, but Persia is Iran. So it speaks of a time when a Russian-led coalition, Russia, Iran, Turkey, all of those nations are going to gather together to do an attack on Israel. And part of that attack will include they want the Golan Heights and they want Jerusalem. We're just helping to set the stage. And although I am excited that Trump did it, I need people to understand we're moving toward the latter days. Absolutely.
I think we're here.
I know we're here. And let me tell you, I don't know if you're aware, but this week Israel celebrated the fast of Purim. It is about Esther, how she went to the king, and God's went to, remember, Naaman wanted to destroy Israel, but Esther stepped in, and Naaman was the one that ended up getting destroyed. Netanyahu this week called President Trump their Purim miracle. It happened at Purim that he made this declaration. Exactly. God is using Trump to set the stage, while at the same time, I believe he's using Trump to give America some leverage so we can continue to preach the gospel before the door closes.
We need to wake up and pay attention to the writing on the wall and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church right now.
Absolutely. Totally.
Because there's a lot of moving parts. If you look at how visceral people become when you talk about President Trump and how divided it becomes, and then you see things like this, and you see him standing up for things that have a moral compass. Why are we not organizing and rallying around and preaching in the streets so that people will know what's going on around them? Where are we?
We're doing exactly what the Bible said the church would be doing. The church is asleep. I say they're not asleep. They're in a coma. One of the things we were supposed to watch out for was deception in the last days. And we're so deceived these days. The church is being deceived because they're paying attention to the wrong thing and are totally oblivious of what God is doing.
What do you think we should? What do you think we should do? Those that know, where do
we
go?
Crying out. I do it all the time, and I get a lot of opposition. But I won't stop saying it. Nobody will be able to say, Gwen didn't tell me. Anybody in my life will not be able to say, Gwen didn't warn me. We're asleep. And in Revelation, the scripture says, if you watch, I will save you from that hour. We have to be watching. And what are we told to watch? In Luke 21, we're told to watch the signs. And the Bible has given us sign after sign after sign after sign of the Lord's near coming. We're not paying attention.
And we are not waking up.
We're in a coma. You're going to have to shake people and keep talking about it if they think you're crazy. Remember that Noah for 120 years preached that something was that a flood was coming. They laughed at him. Nobody got on the boat but his family. And when the door was closed, those people were lost. Tell them anyway.
I'll be right back.
Huh?
You listen to
Okay.
I've got to go to the break. I'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends, KWHKC. We'll see you then. Hey, Gwen.
Yes. Yes.
We're still live, but thank you so much. Do you have a few more minutes?
Yeah, just a few.
Okay, I've got a break. It's going to take about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, and then it will and then we'll come up until about until 11:30.
Okay.
And can they follow you on Facebook?
Absolutely. Gwendolyn Morton.
Okay, give them that information now.
Look up my name.
Hey, Josh, my guest didn't come in yet. Oh, it's 11:30. Mike, I'm saying, okay, it's 11:30. They're coming at 11:30. Okay. I looked at them, like, my guests are not here, but wrong break. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I have a friend of mine. Her name is Gwen Morton, and I asked her during the break if I could give out, if you can follow her on Facebook. It would be very, very good for you to do, because I'm not that proficient in foreign affairs, and it's very, very difficult to understand what's really going on. And so having her being as a sounding board and reading her posts and getting the blips, it helps out. Gwen, how do we follow you?
My name, Gwendolyn Morton.
You want to spell it for me?
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N, last name Morton like salt, M-O-R-T-O-N. That's my screen name.
Okay. It's very, very useful information. What else should we be looking at? I know the signs of the times. I know, I mean, the tension that's going on over in the Middle East. But spiritually, where are we? Because I think we're in tribulation.
I believe that we're at the door of the tribulation period. The thing that we know we're in the tribulation is when Israel signs an agreement with her neighbors, which means Syria, Iraq, Iran, all of those neighbors, when there is a peace agreement that, and it's over the dividing of Jerusalem, when that peace agreement comes, some guy is going to step up and do the peace agreement, then we know that the tribulation begins. It's very important that people read Daniel 9:25 through 27. It is a complete map of the tribulation period.
Give that scripture again, please.
Daniel chapter 9, verses 25 to 27 explains what's going to happen.
And we need to pay attention. We need to wake up.
Absolutely. We're at that point. The world is crying for a Savior. Because we're in such a mess. The church isn't paying attention. Right now, China has technology that they can literally read your mind. People need to do a lot of research. Watch out for artificial intelligence. It's getting bigger and bigger. And in Revelation, we're told that the Antichrist or the false prophet will set up an AI, a guy that has the ability to speak and to talk, to do all these things. That's an artificial intelligence. We're at the point of tribulation. We're there. You're absolutely right. We're there.
And we're not paying attention. It's all
we're not paying attention.
I don't hear the problem. I don't hear the cry. I don't hear the exuberance. I don't hear the passion. I don't hear the zeal.
Remember, the Bible says there'll be a very few who will, broad is the way, and few will find it. And although we're looking to the organized church to kick in and find it, it may not happen that way. It may be an individual here, an individual there, who recognizes what time it is. So it's important that everybody get on that page so that they hear God. Seriously, I can't stress enough how close we are to the end time. I always say Satan has the greatest PR and marketing firm in the whole world. He is doing his job to prepare the world for the short time that Antichrist will reign. The church is missing that because we're not watching the signs.
Well, Gwen, I thank you so much. Josh, can you do me a favor and let me go to break real quick?
My pleasure.
Thanks. I'm going to take a break real quick and listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. I got a situation going on here, and I need to go see about it. I'll be right back. Well, sorry about that, Josh. Oh, my God. I didn't think of that. Sorry about that, guys. Katie, what's your last name? Oh, up here. Got to be in front of my, there's a microphone there. We're live. Gwen?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I gave my dog a bone. And I forgot I had guests coming. So the guests come to come in the door. She's like, absolutely not.
Okay.
So listen, I'll call you later on. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Not yet. You can't hear anything yet. I've got the news in my ear. When you see me pull up this piece of paper, that means I've got about 10 seconds before I go to break. But yeah, I need to get the break. Hi, good to see you. How's everything going? Thanks. I'm doing good. I'm busy. I have no complaints. But I will not complain. Always. I told Mike, I've been so trying to get all this done because, you know, this is all us now. So now I'm, hopefully it's somewhat. Yes. Nice meeting you. So I've not met. We've not met, have we? We do this on air live. I don't want to know. Katie Berkey? I had a critter in the house last night, this morning when we woke up. It's got a, no, we don't know what it is. I shut the door. I don't know. I'm not opening it up. Someone will have to come out. So they can listen in on 1440. They can go to Tracy and Friends and they can see you. So we're live. Don't say anything you don't want nobody to know because we are live on Facebook. You were doing fine. You are good. Well, welcome back to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I am the most raw, unconventional talk show host in America. I'm so sorry I had to do that. I bring my dog to work, and I gave my dog a little bone because I had a bone left over last night to give the dog the bone, but I forget we have guests coming in. If you hadn't gone in and taken the place, I hear her going completely spastic, and I'm going, guess. So I'm so sorry. In studio with me, I have my friends. Josh, you are so wrong. I have my friends. I have an old friend who I've known for several years. His name is Mark Luke, and I have a new friend. His name is Katie Berkey, and we have things in common, and that is that we love kids. I am a supporter of Boy Scouts locally. I've been going to the breakfast for years, and I want to thank Wendell World for allowing to, who's one of my sponsors. Because one of my sponsors, he is a big proponent of I know, Boy Scouts. And so that's always good. So good morning, guys. How are you? There is a microphone switch underneath there, Katie.
Got it.
Good.
Okay. Terrific.
So how are you guys doing today?
Good. Fighting out that snow out there.
Is that what that's called, that white precipitation coming from the clouds?
Yeah, but it's really too late in my life for that. I'm ready to be done. I'm ready for sunshine. I like that other S word better.
I just want to take my shoes off and put on sandals again.
Yeah.
My feet want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Then do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. No, before you guys came in the first part of the show, I was talking about common sense going outside barefoot in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to now tell me common sense is popular thinking. That's not common sense. Common sense is just a bad idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you, Miss Katie, and then I'll let Mark introduce himself.
Okay.
Mark, because I know him.
You know him, yes. Well, basically, I am a committee member with the Friends of Scouting, and this is our annual breakfast that is coming up on April 30th. And basically, I am a mom of two Eagle Scouts, so I'm very proud to say that. And my sons have been in scouting career for, gosh, my younger son started as a tiger, and my older son started as a bear. So that's about second, third grade, and then my youngest started when he was in first grade. So we've had a long time scouting career. In fact, I have a few pictures here for you just to kind of share with you a little bit about my scouting career with my kids. And so,
now, are you a den mom or a scout mom? Are you a
Boy
Scout mom? Or?
I was in the, as they were Cub Scouts, I was a den leader. And so I did assist helping the troop cross over into Boy Scouts. And now as a Boy Scout mom, I not only serve on our troops committee, but I am also a merit badge counselor for about 10 different merit badges. And so the nice thing about that is I not only limit myself to just our troop, but I work with many different Boy Scout troops to help them get merit badges like communication, family life, personal fitness. I ran a mile the other day with my group that I'm working with.
What?
I ran a mile with a group that I'm working with the other day. So I participate in those merit badges right along with them.
What made you so passionate about your boys being a part of Boy Scouts? Where did that come from?
You know what? Scouting honestly teaches them such great life skills. I have to be honest with you. My kids are still using those skills. It teaches them to open up, to put the phone down, put the electronics and the technology away, and just get into the deep woods and really, you know, learn how to survive. It teaches them things like geo mapping and making sure that they know compassing and how to use a compass, get out of, you know, danger. It teaches them first aid. And I mean, honestly, I never learned those things just in life, and I've got many years on them. And so being with them and watching them learn these things, I mean, it just, I know if there's ever a really bad situation, they're going to help us get out of it.
I have Katie and Luke in studio with me because on this upcoming April 30th,
mm-hmm.
which is a Tuesday morning, their annual breakfast is going to be held at the Bortman
Holiday Inn.
And I've gone several years. I will not be able to make it to this one, I don't think, because of the day and I have a conflict. But it is a great day.
It is.
It's for a great cause and with some great people. And it's a pretty good morning. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the breakfast.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us here, Tracy. I've never been a scout mom, but I've been very involved in scouting for a long time. I benefited as a youth being involved in scouting. My father's a scoutmaster, and it was all great for me. So this is a way for me to try to give back to scouting a little bit of what it gave to me. So I've been a longtime member of the Celebration of Scouting Breakfast, and the event this year is April 30th at the Holiday Inn. It's an early morning breakfast, which is very convenient for people. And you talked about your generous sponsor in Window World. We have many sponsors, too, as well, joining us. And it's a really good networking breakfast. People who support scouting support leadership development and life skills in youth, and the future of what it can bring to them and to our society. So,
your speaker.
Yeah. Yes, the speaker this year, we have two speakers. One, we always have a scout speaker. So our scout speaker this year is Joseph Naccarato from Troop 22 in Youngstown. And we're also excited to have Frank LaRose, who is an Eagle Scout and a military veteran. He's also now our Ohio Secretary of State. So his message is one of scouting, not of politics, which is great. And we look forward to bringing him too. He's an attraction to the breakfast as well. And we're really looking forward to hearing his message.
And just as a, Frank is a great guy. Just, he is a great guy. You can tell that he was a Boy Scout, that he was a military man, and that he gets Ohio. And he wants the best for our community. And I am a proponent of the methodology of what Scouts bring to the table to young people.
Yeah.
And I think we are missing the boat by allowing a lot of these things to go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we really, really need to start taking ownership again.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get rid of everything old because we have everything new coming in. And Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, I have to throw those into. Mm-hmm. But we have to get rid of those people.
Yeah. Scouting in general is fantastic. It has, it's great programming. It brings people to get educations they wouldn't normally get at school or at home. So it's another outlet for them to learn so much about life. And scouting is just so valuable in that way. Like, we have a wonderful example here this morning. The Berkey family, whom I met, because I'm the charter representative of our troop at our church. And so I got to meet the Berkey family, meet their children, learn about them. And it's been just a pleasure and a wonder to watch these two young Berkey men grow from boys to men. And it's been awesome.
Now, your sons, I want to say I saw your sons at one of the breakfasts. Did they do a presentation?
Yes. My older son, Ben, did. He did a presentation. He was this guest speaker 1 year.
Right.
And then he was a helpful speaker another year.
Because I'm people going, I think I sat at the table with him.
You probably did. Yes. He's a very outgoing spirit.
Yes.
He's very well-spoken, and he has great communication skills, none of which I can take compliment from. But he does really speak wonderful about scouting and his experience. And so.
Are you sold out yet?
No. No, we're not. Still available seats.
How much are tickets? What's the donation?
Well, we have sponsors for the tables, and then people can sign up. We make an ask at the breakfast. So there's no ticket price, but there are RSVPs for it. And we do make an ask at the breakfast, so we make that clear. So the sponsors.
Free food, bring an offering.
Good. There you go.
More or less,
I like
yes.
it. I like it.
I like that.
And I would just like to offer that, you know, this is going to help all Scouts. It's not just helping one particular family, because Scouting has definitely evolved, and as you said, Tracy, there's things that we don't need to change, and the basics and the core is definitely there. We're not changing that. We're definitely involving younger Scouts as well as girls to be part of the Boy Scout program as well. And what that is encompassing is, how many times have we encountered single moms who are trying to get their boys to one meeting and their girls to another meeting? And it would be nice if those meetings were in the same vicinity. And a lot of girls enjoy doing what their brothers are doing. And so now that's part of our concept.
That's right. Girls are allowed to, they are in scouting now.
Yes, they are. And what's nice about the breakfast is we have a scout at every single table, as you offered and acknowledged. And it gives the opportunity for that table to discuss what are you doing in scouting? What have you learned from scouting? What's your favorite thing about scouting? What's your not so favorite thing about scouting? But these are real conversations that these kids, these young boys and girls, are having with adults, and it's creating that interaction. And we have
this
a lot
will
of
be your first year having girls as scouts. Am I correct?
That
correct.
Is,
yes.
Yep.
It's also a great way for sponsors and people who attend to see where their dollars are going. You can see sitting next to you the investment that you made, and the difference that it made in this child's life, and what it made for that family and for our society in general. And, you know, you talked about the military, too. I don't know a hard number on it, but I know anecdotally, because I talk to people and through my life, there are a lot of scouts who go into the military.
Well, I am amazed by, I think there was a study out talking about Eagle Scouts and where they actually navigate to as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There is a, when you, put, it's almost like they have, Eagle Scout has its own little club.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
It's like, because everyone doesn't make it.
It's about 5% of all scouts.
And so those that make it, they tend to be very, very powerful, articulate, strong leaders in a community.
Mm-hmm. They're finishers.
Yeah.
They finished something they started. And it's a great lesson for them.
And I think that is a great lesson for a lot of our young people. Do we have adult scouts?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you mean volunteers?
No, adults. We need to start that over again.
Oh.
What I'm saying is we need to have adult scouting
right.
so that we can go back and learn some of the basics that a lot of us missed.
Right.
because we're not a part of any type of scouting.
I think that does happen with the family involvement,
right?
Because your troop committee is not just the scoutmaster and the assistant scoutmasters. It's the family members who choose to be part of the committee, and they will go on campouts. They'll be involved in scouting. They'll go to the meetings, and they're learning right along. But I understand what you mean by just an adult program.
We need an adult program.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you guys do something like, I was talking to someone. We were having an event, and they were doing this chill where they went out ice fishing or something. Is that you guys still do that, don't you?
Well, I don't know that our specific troop does that. However, there are many. Yeah, there are many things that the scouts do: rain, shine, sleet, or snow.
I mean, they're
camping.
I think you're talking about the Cub Scouts have a chill weekend, and the Boy Scouts
out.
Have a Klondike Derby.
Yeah, they go out into some really crazy, insane, uncommon weather and say, "This is a good idea. Let's go camping."
Yeah.
Right.
Who does that?
Who does
that? The scouts.
They volunteer.
And I've been, I haven't slept out at those campouts, but you can tent. I've camped at many campouts, but I have not slept out when it's 22 degrees outside. That's
chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As my scoutmaster calls it, glamping. I'm a little bit of a glamper.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like foo-foo coffee and I like glamping.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Mark, I know that you have been involved. This epic, where does the money go? When people look at Boy Scouts, when we were kids, we didn't pay attention, and now that we're adults,
you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the money go?
Yeah. So.
Go ahead, Katie.
I was just going to say, it not only goes to our local campsite, Camp Stambaugh. There's been numerous improvements and investments made to really ramp that up and get it scout-friendly and make it more appealing and viable for the scouts. So I'll let Mark talk a little bit more about those things.
Yeah, the breakfast itself, it's a Whispering Pines district, which is Mahoning County and Hubbard. So the money stays here. I know, over the years,
Hey, Hubbard's a great place to live.
No, it's a wonderful place.
Great people.
What I'm saying is
I'm from Hubbard. You guys are privileged
are you?
To have
okay,
us.
Yeah. No, I think it's fantastic.
We are.
Rarely
thankful.
Do people leave Hubbard is the old adage, right? Exactly. But I'm just saying that's kind
you're
of
in,
it.
You're in
you know, it's like the gerrymandering, right?
That's right.
The number, borders sometimes
Mahoney
don't
County
make sense.
Hubbard.
Right, right. But no, it's wonderful. But that's where these dollars go to support scouting. So it supports individual scouting and the scouting programs. Some of the larger thing is about a year and a half ago, there was some mergers that went on with different councils in Ohio, just because the census is a little lower in Ohio, and we wanted to preserve and cut back on some admin expenses. So actually, Whispering Pines District is a part of Great Trail Council now. And Great Trail Council had some legacy dollars. They were able to invest over $100,000 into Camp Stambaugh here in Mahoning County. So as that merger took place, things got better. They invested in swimming pool, in some water systems and different things in Camp Stambaugh. So taking care of assets, preserving them so the scouts, boys and girls and cubs and et cetera can all go to Camp Stambaugh here in Mahoning County. That goes to support it. But the majority of the money that we raise at this breakfast stays here in Mahoning County to support local scouting programs.
Do we have scouting programs in the city?
Yes. Yes.
They go through the school district, am I correct, most of them?
There's both. There's churches and the school district.
Okay.
Right.
The one I was thinking of in particular is actually somewhat of an extension. It's called a Scout Reach Program, and it's almost – it is an after-school program for inner-city schools, and it allows those kids to stay after school and to, again, earn the merit badges and take part in scouting. Obviously, it's a little bit more limited with not having the opportunity to do the campouts. I mean, they would like to definitely do the campouts, but again, sometimes that could be
– it does not work for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. It might be a challenge either economically and or more strategically.
Or
right.
even
logistically.
Support-wise. It is, right. We call things – here we are very, very real. It is what it is. The inner city has a very different support system when it comes to their children
right.
than you do in the suburbs. And we need to do something about that culturally, so that we can give all of our children experiences that they can grow by.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just true.
We'll get you more information about that Scout Reach program. It's awesome, and it's thriving
yes.
in the schools. I know there are Martin Luther School, and I think there are two, maybe Taft or maybe two others. And so these are children that are younger than traditional scouting ages, so they can't, but they're getting that scouting experience early, and that they can get into scouting, then they're aware of it and they can get into it and maybe get into the camping and do other things like that. Krish Mohip is someone who has been of benefits. And he was our speaker last year, and he talked about his story. His parents came from, you know, some islands in the Caribbean, dirt poor, emigrated here outside of Chicago. His parents got him into scouting so they could have an outdoor experience. He and all his brothers are Eagle Scouts, had wonderful experience with it and benefited for life. So it was an easy message for him to get. Living in the city, got a great program. So the Scout Reach program is similar to that, gives these kids an opportunity.
Because, you know, I tell you, the Boy Scouts, the scouting program that we have now, I wish we would do a program on integration. We need to put down the barriers that we have. And if they're big enough, bad enough to let girls come into scouting now, I think we need to do some things, have some open conversations about genders and also about race.
Mm-hmm.
People are people. And until you know cultures and until you know people, you can't group people. And we need to start using our scouting program to teach our young people cohabitation so that they're not misidentified by who people are by the media and by what they've read or other people's experiences, but they can have experiences of their own with people that don't look like them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
we've got to do that.
It is a really good diverse group from a scouting perspective. I mean, I know when my kids were coming up in scouting, you know, you've got all walks of faith, you've got all walks of skin color, and you've got, you know, the kids that are the jocks, and you've got the kids that are the brainiacs, and, you know, the ones that are a little bit more sheltered and quiet, and then you've got the extroverts and, you know, I guess introverts. And when they all come together, and working towards that same merit badge or that same, you know, camp out, you really do get that good flux of personalities. And where they do learn to work together, they may not always be, you know, cohabitating and not cohabitating, but they're not always loving each other, but
well,
they're definitely working out those details. And Mark and I have talked about those are such good life skills because, again, you have to agree to disagree.
But this is just about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are people, and no matter where you come from.
Right.
And scouting is across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to comment on, too, because this is we're talking about our district here.
Right.
But there are district events that pull multiple troops together.
Correct.
There are council events that pull multiple counties. There are national events and international events. There are jamborees, national and international jamborees. In fact, I think this year?
Mm-hmm.
This year, the international jamboree is in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
International.
Wow.
Worldwide Jamboree is in West Virginia.
Because I'm looking at this globally and looking at this long term. People need to learn at a young age to respect people,
mm-hmm.
and to learn people so that we can eradicate a lot of the stupid divisions that we have and the stupid things that we think about people,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to have longevity. And as we're reshaping things, I don't think that everyone will always become a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout or a, you know, campfire people. But because they have the infrastructure, it would be a good program to bring some people in because our kids really need to learn to just like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest mm-hmm. problem in life is and Boy Scouts, and I think you can tell me about your children, they learn self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Accomplishment.
You learn to accomplish. You learn to fail.
Right.
And then you learn to come back.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we
That's
all
right.
fall down. Self-esteem
is earned.
I'm
yeah.
still trying to make fire with a stick. I still haven't been able to get it.
They have these little sticks called matches, and
yes.
they're very helpful. Yeah.
They have propane torches now.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
but
do.
But as far
yeah.
as
mm-hmm.
I've been trying the stick thing for years, we
mm-hmm.
all tried, I'm quite sure, at
yeah.
one time or another. But that is just a good learning experience.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure.
And tying a knot and cheering on one another.
Right.
And learning that and pulling down the walls.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the group activities, they're great. Mm-hmm.
And so I hope they'll take a time to really start and dig in one day and start pulling some people in socioeconomic disadvantaged areas so that they don't look at people who are in the suburbs as different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Because geographical location does not change people.
Yep. We're a melting pot.
It's just a lawn service.
Right.
Hey, I got to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're brought to you by Window World. Window World is owned by the Moran family, and they are a family who supports a lot of organizations such as Boy Scouts over the years, and they're all about people and bringing the community together. So when you look for replacement windows, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that you heard on Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
I like
okay.
Your sponsors too.
Oh, thank you. We're not done yet. You're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're stuck until we leave. I'm my dog on you.
Yeah.
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 It'll be good
smooth,
to do
Panera Bread.
Outreach
yeah.
program.
Well,
Scouts.
And to your point, that's why we have the camping. The summer camps brings anyone and everyone in.
Yeah, summer camps
and,
great.
And
well, there's a troop at St. Charles. There's a Cub Scout pack at St. Charles. There's a troop at St. Christine's. And I think First Pres still has a troop down here too. So, you know, there's opportunities
there's
in the city.
Opportunities,
yeah.
But there's just
right.
not,
that's why the Scout Reach program is
so
great
cool.
in the schools.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And,
it's really good.
To the point, though, I will say it takes a lot of parent involvement too. I mean,
people don't have that kind of.
And it's
commitment.
Not even,
mm-hmm.
That's just it. It's the commitment
yeah.
or the lack of it.
If there's a parenting commitment all by itself.
Yeah.
Putting them in programs like Boy Scouts, it structures you as well as them.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
it's more
yeah.
than a sport, let me tell you. It is a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great program, but it takes more than just the child. It's not, as one somebody said to me, BSA does not stand for Babysitting Service of America.
There you go.
So
here's a quiz question. Panera Bread is one of your sponsors, right? Cavelli Enterprises, how many people do they employ?
Oh, my God.
My son's one of them.
Because they have all of
they're the
West
largest,
Virginia.
They're the largest Panera Bread franchisee, and they have O'Charlie's and Dairy Queen's. They have over 300 restaurants.
That's
they
correct.
Employ 35,000 people.
I did not
Cavelli
know.
Enterprises, 2,000 mm-hmm. locally. How about that?
Yeah.
Out of Little Warren.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. And we all go there probably at least once a week.
You know, our Borman Civic Association, we just gave him Business Person of the Year Award the other night.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and it was fantastic.
He and his family, great people.
Oh, my gosh. Very generous.
This is actually from the convention. I haven't gotten a new one yet.
Okay.
But we're working on all these people. Not yet, actually.
Okay.
But my friends.
Yeah. And the Morans are fantastic people. Well, you know him from Rotary, too.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends. That last plug was not one that was just off the cuff, was talking about Fred Moran.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Tracy and Friends here brought to you by Window World on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Katie Berkey and with Mark Luke. And he, it's really funny because we were in break and he didn't realize I was coming back. I was running my mouth. And he said, you know Fred Moran from Rotary. They're really just a good family. That was just real.
It was.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I like that. I like that my friends are my friends.
Mm-hmm. Tracy and Friends.
Tracy and Friends.
Yeah.
And both my sponsors, both the people that come in the door, and both the people that listen, they're just friends. And Boy Scouts, they help you make friends. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From the ground level up.
My brother was 15 years old. He went to a national jamboree in Moraine State Park, 1975, and which is only about an hour and a half from here, over in western Pennsylvania. Met someone who's still a lifelong friend of his. As a matter of fact, he called my parents from the jamboree and said, "I'm not coming home. I'm going back to North Carolina, and I'll be there for a week, and then we're coming back home." So it happens. Lifelong friends.
Who do I RSVP to for the breakfast? What do I call?
You can call John Berkick, BRKIC, at 234-900-5098.
And you just have to RSVP.
Correct.
That's all.
That's it.
Yep.
And bring your checkbook.
Please.
Credit cards?
Sure.
Checkbook or cash? I don't know about credit cards,
just
to be honest with you. But
bring your checkbook.
Well, there are pledge cards, so if you want to fill that out, you'd be fine as well.
They can bill
mm-hmm.
after the fact.
Sure.
Put it up.
We're happy to get your commitment.
A monthly donation,
right?
If
exactly.
you want to do it that
yeah.
way, you know.
We can do a monthly commitment. We can do like St. Jude.
Well, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are getting good. Because St. Jude is on it.
Yeah, we want to make it
make
accessible.
Make it easy to support scouting.
Yeah.
And it supports our local scouting group.
Correct.
How many scouts do we have now?
Don't know that. I don't know that answer. Sorry.
I thought you knew everything.
Well, between me and my brother, we know everything, but he's not here.
Okay, just checking. Katie, it's been a pleasure coming in and hanging out with me.
Thank you very much.
So what do you do when you're not scouting and when you're not mom?
I actually own Molly Maid, the cleaning service.
Girl, let me talk to you when we get there.
Okay.
And Mark, tell us what you do. I don't think I even know that. I've known you for years.
Well, I'm the executive director of Mahoney Valley Dispute Resolution Services. We're a mediation company here in town.
Can I get a job?
Multiple counties.
Because I need mediation bad.
Give us a call. We'll help you.
And you're good at it.
Well, thank you. We try.
Because he didn't let me jump on you.
I'll jump right in the middle. Peacemaker.
Very much he is a peacemaker.
He is. And he always has been.
Yeah. He's our MC for the event, and he does a fabulous job. He takes care of the details beyond the details. So it's always a pleasure working with Mark.
But listen, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Boy Scouts, and I want to thank everyone who volunteers with Boy Scouts. There are more volunteers there than to get paid, and the people that do get paid don't get paid enough for the work that they do to make sure that we have a strong Boy Scouts here in the Mahoney Valley. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a very, very good group. And I'm going to thank them. I want to thank you guys for coming on. The 14th Annual Celebration of Scouting Breakfast is going to be held on April 30th, 2019. It's on a Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Frank LaRose and Joseph
Nacarado.
Nacarado.
He's a new Eagle Scout.
Is going to be the speaker on that day. And Frank LaRose is Secretary of State for Ohio. Doors open at 7 a.m. All you have to do is RSVP and bring a checkbook or cash. They take both. You can give them a call at 234-900-5908. I'm Tracy Winbush. I want to thank you for being with me this week. God bless you. Have a great week. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I want to thank Window World for standing by us. They don't stand by the windows. They stand on them. We'll be back next week, and we'll see you then. God bless. Thanks a lot.
I love your haircut. I had to tell you that earlier. Yeah.
This is a great spot. I'm going to wear it because I have my Molly attire on.
Tracy.
The business and the best self.
Well, yes, but when I'm doing scouting
And then Frank is coming to that. You have your
right.
Is the McKinley or Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Which Lincoln Day dinner is that night? Yeah. Good. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm so sorry that my parole is
congratulations.
Dog.
You got a little view here and everything.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that dog, I'll tell you what, he's got some teeth there.
Huh?
Your dog has some teeth.
Is your dog really a biter?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know.
No.
The way she looked at me like
no.
I was taking her bone.
No.
What's her name?
I gave her a bone.
Right. So she was afraid somebody was going to take that.
Yeah, she was.
Look up here. Like having a
hi, Yashin.
Hi, doggy.
She was just ferocious because she knew we were coming to her house.
She reminds me of that dog in The Mask. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Right.
Hi.
Aww.
She's a pretty girl. Hi, baby.
Happy to be out.
She's so cute. Yeah, don't you go pee
yourself. But she's out. She's not that excited.
Aww, she's
a girl. No, she just had one.
Yeah, she's
like,
it up.
She growled at me.
She's a guard dog.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong with that.
Yeah,
you get to come to work every
well,
day.
Well, if you want to, Maple Syrup Festival is this weekend and next weekend for the Rotary. With their,
okay.
Our troop in particular has a basket raffle on the other side of the facility.
Are you working? No, I'm not a Rotary. I'm not in Gorman Rotary.
Oh,
No, I haven't even joined
one of those.
Who's for that?
Yeah, right?
It's a lot of
the pancake
breakfast
is
this weekend.
Right, and then our troop,
and you have to go
we have the best.
Come back.
She's fine.
She smells my dog.
She smells the bathroom on your side.
Yes, my husband and I share that.
Oh, exciting.
Look at you, Jackie. Me?
Thank you.
So tell me something good.
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
All the classes are going well, and the nurses are going well.
Oh.